Another episode with the Heroes of Faith and with His Grace Bishop Yusuf, the Bishop of the Coptic Diocese of Southern United States. We welcome you, Sayyidina, in another episode. Today, we're going to talk about a hero. I can call him the hero of heroes for the Gentiles. I think we all know we are going to talk about a person who really wrote more than half of the New Testament. We're going to talk about St. Paul. St. Paul needs a lot of episodes, Sayyidina, because of his great zeal and service that really we become speechless when we read about his life and how he encountered a lot of difficulties throughout his life. Is service important, Sayyidina, for us as Christians? Is it an important part? Is it an essential part of our life? Or knowing God and living a spiritual life is enough for us?
When a person believes in Christ and becomes Christian and a believer, he receives gifts from the Holy Spirit. As the Bible indicated clearly, that each believer received gifts. And why God entrusts us with these gifts? St. Peter says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 10, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So if we understand that we are stewards and God entrusted us with these gifts, then actually we need to use the gifts in serving one another. So I cannot say service is something optional for the Christian, but it is an essential element in the life of each believer. The Lord Jesus Christ, in the parable of the talents, when he spoke about the person who received 10 talents, the person who received 5 talents, and the person who received 1 talent, we saw how God was expecting, or the Master was expecting, the people to use their talents and to make profit. And the one who received 1 talent, and he went and hid the talent without using it. You know, the Lord told him, wicked and lazy servant. So, service is essential part of the life of the believers. And we can see how St. Paul here, he served with zeal. He traveled between 3 continents. He was preaching day and night, as he explained in his letter to Corinthians about his labor in service. He understood that being a Christian means to be a servant.
So it is an essential part in every believer's life. But Sayyidina, not all of us, not everyone, be able to serve similarly or the same way. Because we always understand service sometimes that it is either Sunday school service or an evangelism or to go and preach those who are not Christians. Are there any other types of service that we can feel satisfactory or feel satisfaction that we've been serving the Lord?
Absolutely. I think to understand different type of services, we need to study the different types of gifts. And we can find the gifts of the Spirit in 4 or 5 places in the Scripture. Service is not only to be a Sunday school servant. This is the service of teaching, or this is the gift of teaching. But administration can be a service in the church. No, helping other, counseling, providing for the poor and the needy, the service of chanting and praising the Lord, all these different types of service. And the person should examine himself to see what are the gifts that I received from the Holy Spirit in order to serve in this capacity.
Can we reflect on how elders and young adults be able to serve Sayyidina?
Yes, every person has a capacity to serve within the church. Even the little children, you can see the little children, how they serve in the divine liturgy. They hold the cross, they bring the censer to Abuna, they, you know, so all these, they are serving the altar of the Lord, like Samuel when he was a young child, but he was serving with Eli, the priest. Also, many times we ask the children to help us in distributing, you know, some papers or, you know, gifts to the people. So these are, you know, services according to their ability and according to their age. For the elders, I think the elders, they have or they built experience all over these years, and they can be very, very beneficial if we learn it from their experience in, for example, in administration, in the financial affairs of the church, or in counseling, like, you know, good parents. Maybe we can ask, you know, the grandmothers who raised their children in the fear of God to help the younger mothers how to raise their children. And that's actually what St. Paul said to his disciple Titus, to instruct the elder women how to teach their daughters to be good wives, to love their husbands, to raise their children in the fear of God. So here St. Paul was using the experience of these elderly women in helping the younger wives and mothers in how to keep their family in the fear of God.
St. Paul Sayyidina was very consumed in service, that he even explained how did he suffer, how did he toil in the service. But at the same time, he never slacked in nourishing his relationship with Christ, always looking to heaven. How we can reflect on this, Sayyidina, to our servants, that sometimes consuming ourselves in service may take our focus from heaven?
If we want to be successful in our service, we cannot depend on ourselves, but we have to depend on the grace of God. That's why having or nourishing my relationship with Christ and nourishing my spirit every day in my personal time with Christ is a very, very essential element in being a successful servant. Because if service is giving, if I give and I give and I give, without me, myself, receiving and being filled, then at certain moment I'll be empty and I will not be able to give any more. Or even if I give, I will not give from the grace of God, but I will give from my ability. St. Paul, in his letters to his disciple Timothy, to the Romans, to the Thessalonians, he mentioned every time how day and night he's praying to them unceasingly. So, although he was serving and consumed in service, but in the same time, he has his relationship with God, and he was nourishing himself on a daily basis with prayer and reading in the scripture. It's amazing. In his last letter, second letter to Timothy, he asked Timothy when he comes to him to bring the parchment and the books. Why? Because he wants to read, to nourish himself and to feed himself.
Thank you, Sayyidina, for being with us. We always gracious to your presence and to your wisdom in these subjects. And thank you for following with us. And if God revealed himself in these characters, he can reveal himself in you. Thank you.